Part 1. Quest. Our desire to live questingly, to taste all that life has to offer of love, friendship, meaning, and adventure, runs deep. In so many ways, it has less to do with our fantasy about what the world holds for us than it does with our dreams about what we bring to the world. We long to find buried treasure, but even more, we long to be a treasure for those who know and love us, our soul friends. Chapter 1. Adventure Club. This resurrection life you received from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, "What's next, Papa?" Romans 8:15. Ellie, a scrappy tomboy in Disney's movie Up, has the brave heart of an explorer. Inspired by tales of adventure, she dreams of journeying to Paradise Falls in South America. "It's like America, but South," she says with her adorable gap-toothed lisp. What I love most about Ellie is that no sooner has this dream quest been birthed in her soul than she forms a club. When Carl, the neighborhood boy, who is shy and timid but whose heart also shares the dream for great exploration, wanders into her clubhouse, she immediately initiates him into the club, a ceremony completed by the pinning of a grape soda badge onto his chest. This initiation promptly costs him a broken arm. When he attempts to retrieve a lost balloon by walking across a precarious ceiling beam in a dilapidated old house, as if to underscore the true risk involved in an adventurous life. Getting to Paradise Falls is Ellie's quest. And yet, true to her gender, Ellie does not see this as an autonomous task to be accomplished independently. She doesn't view this as her heroic moment to shine, but rather she instinctively leans into the bonds of connection and relationship in the face of the challenge. Sociologists tell us that when it comes to any great challenge in life, women are eager to join the journey with each other, while men instinctively want everyone to see how they can go it alone. We have been uniquely hardwired by God to reach out before we forge ahead into our wild blue yonder. For us, as women, it really is off we go. Well, as you probably already know, Ellie and Carl's little adventure club eventually led to the greatest adventure of their lives, a marriage. And in time, Ellie's quest expanded to include the dream of having a baby. I love the scene of the young couple happily stretched out on a picnic blanket placed atop a grassy hillside. It is clearly a favorite spot they have visited on countless happy occasions. On this day, they are studying the blue sky together, finding recognizable shapes in the cloud formations, when suddenly for Ellie, all of the clouds...